again that website for people?
Sure. It's www.williamstaffordarchives.org.
This has been Between the Covers. I'm Kathleen Stevenson. I've been speaking with Doug Erickson, head of special collections and college archivist at Lewis and Clark College. He is also director of Oregon Poetic Voices, and also want to thank Lisa Harwin, director of public relations at Lewis and Clark College, for her support for this. This is Kathleen Stevenson for Between the Covers.
KBOO is proud to co-sponsor the 24th annual Cascades Festival of African Films, which will be held from January 31st through March 1st at the Portland Community College Cascade Campus and the Hollywood Theater. The 24th season will open with Gree Gree, a drama set in Chad following a young man who, despite suffering from partial paralysis, becomes a renowned dancer at the local nightclub. The film will show on January 31st at 6:30 and 9 at the Hollywood Theater, 4122 Northeast Sandy Boulevard, Portland, Oregon. Over 20 films will be screened in this year's 24th annual Cascade African Film Festival, beginning on January 31st, running through March 1st. For more information, please go to our website at kboo.fm and click on the right-hand side of the page under Community Events.
My partner, what'll I do? Lost my partner, what'll I do? Lost my partner, what'll I do? Skip-to-maloo, my darling, gone again. Skip-to-maloo, gone again. Skip-to-maloo, gone again. Skip-to-maloo, skip-to-maloo, my darling.
Hello and welcome to the film show on KBOO. I'm Jen Chavez.
And I'm SW Conser. Today we've got an amazing lineup in the studio. We'll be previewing this year's Portland International Film Festival, joined by three of the directors who are featured in the local Shortcuts program: Kimberly Warner, Stephanie Howe, and Oscar nominee Irene Taylor Brodsky.
First, though, we have a special report from Kate Welch, who recently found herself sharing a train car with legendary filmmaker Albert Maysles. Mr. Maysles is currently directing a documentary about the people that he meets while traveling on Amtrak's Empire Builder Line. Here's Kate Welch in the KBOO studios talking with Albert Maysles and co-director Nelson Walker.
Hi, I'm Kate Welch. I host the KBOO Food Show, but today I have a piece for the film show. It happened in December. I was on the train that travels between Chicago and Portland at the same time as legendary filmmaker Albert Maysles was riding that train with a filmmaking crew documenting train travel. I had the opportunity to sit with him on the train, visiting for hours, and along the way I invited him to come to KBOO, and he said yes. For the film show today, I've prepared a teaser of sorts so that tomorrow you will tune in for the full interview with Albert Maysles and Nelson Walker, co-filmmakers, at 11:30 a.m. right here on KBOO. Maybe we could start out by talking about what you are filming right now.
Yeah. Well, Nelson and I are co-filmmakers, and we're making this film of people that we meet on trains. It's a wonderful opportunity for people, when they get on a train, to meet people whom they otherwise would never have met. And strangers become friends, and those friends become friends to everybody that watches television. It's a wonderful way of bringing the whole world together so that we have ourselves, all of us, we're on common ground with one another, even though we have differences.
So when I was on the train, Maysles Films passed out a introductory letter to let passengers know who they were and what they were doing. So from that, I'm going to read to you about Albert Maysles. Albert Maysles is a pioneer of direct cinema who, with his brother David Maysles, was one of the very first to make nonfiction feature films, where the drama of life unfolds as it is without scripts, sets, interviews, or narration. His films include Gimme Shelter, Salesman, Grey Gardens, What's Happening, The Beatles in the USA. There are over 30 films that Albert Maysles has made. And then we could go on to the awards that he has been given, and they include a Guggenheim Fellowship, a Peabody, an Emmy, 5 Lifetime Achievement Awards, the award for Best Cinematography at Sundance. Eastman Kodak saluted him as one of